Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. And this Mishnah will talk about how witnesses were spoken to and investigated to make sure that they were being truthful. Mishnah says, Ehad dine mamonot, ve'ehad dine nefashot, bidrisha u'bahakira. In both cases dealing with money and cases dealing with capital punishment, that means the death penalty, the witnesses are both investigated and questioned. Investigated, a hakira, is where they would talk to the person in question and they would make sure all the details about the case, how much money was lent, for example, when it was lent, where it was lent, all the different details that come with a certain loan of money. They would make sure that everything was investigated. They would speak to the witnesses to get all of the details. Bedika, the second understanding, which is they would give investigation and then regular questioning. The questioning is they would ask questions not about the actual case, but side details. For example, what color were the clothes of the lender? Were they standing or sitting down when they gave the loan? All different types of questions just to make sure that they had their case clear and they knew what was happening. Shene emad, like the Pasuk says, Mishpat ehad yihyeh lachem. Like the Pasuk says, there should be one law for you. We learn out that when the Pasuk over here, it says you have to investigate and you have to question. In cases of a murder trial, you have to do the same when it comes to monetary money cases. We connect the two. Just like with capital punishment cases, with murder cases, you have to investigate and question. Likewise, when it comes to monetary cases, you have to question as well. The rabbis commented on this and they said that, of course, we have to make sure that when it comes to money cases, we do our due diligence, we question the witnesses and make sure that everything is in line. But we're careful not to go overboard. We don't want the witnesses to have questions where we're super detailed with them beyond the necessary facts that we need for the case. We're nervous, the rabbis, that people wouldn't lend money if they knew that their witnesses would end up with such an interrogation after the fact. So we're careful not to overdo it when it comes to the witnesses. Now we're going to list 10 different ways in this Mishnah and in the next Mishnah where the two types of court cases are different. Capital punishment, the death penalty, and money cases, how they're different. Number one, what's the differences between monetary cases and murder trials? When talking about money cases, we try them with three judges. There's only three judges on the Bet Din, but murder cases have 23 judges. Dine mamonot potchin ben lezchut ben lehova. In cases that we're dealing with money, we could either start the discussion with a idea, an argument to benefit the person on trial, the person who's defending himself, or we could have a discussion where we're harming him, where we're trying to say that he is guilty. But dine nefashot potchin lezchut ve'en potchin lehova. When we're talking about murder cases, they start the court trial with a statement that would benefit him, the person on trial, to say that he's innocent. They do not begin with anything that could harm him. That's how we treat the murder cases. We want to always put the favor in the defendant's hand. God forbid, we don't want to have any possibility that we're trying him wrong and that we're making him more guilty than he is, because then he's going to be put to death. Dine mamonot matin al pi ehad ben lezchut ben lehova. We decide money cases with a majority of one vote, if it's a benefit or a harm to the defendant. So if you have a trial that's 2-1, pro the person who's on trial, we said that he's innocent. If you have 2-1 against him, then you say he's guilty. Simple majority of one would be enough to say that he's guilty. But when trying cases where somebody's on trial, where he's going to be put to death, a person could be declared innocent with a majority of just one vote, but guilty, he would need 2+2 on the Bet Din saying that he's guilty. For example, let's say the Bet Din is 23 judges, and 12 of those judges say that he's guilty, and 11 of those judges say that he's innocent. Then we cannot find him guilty because he only has a majority of one saying that he's guilty. So what we do in this case is they would add more judges to the court until they either reach a majority of two saying that he's guilty, or you have a majority of one that would say he is acquitted. We keep on adding until we have one of those two things. To say he's guilty, you need more than two of the majority saying that he is guilty. To say he's innocent, you just need one, majority of one, to say that he's innocent. Dine mamonot, mahazirin ben lezchut ben lehova. We reverse the verdict, the conclusion of the court, when talking about money cases, whether we're benefiting or hurting the person on trial. If we have new evidence, even if the judges decided one way, new evidence could overturn their decision, whether it helps or hurts the person on trial. But dine nefashot, machzirin lezchut ve'en machzirin lechova. But we only reverse a case where someone's going to be put to death if the reversal would help the person on trial, not harm him. So if we have new evidence that would say that he's really guilty, once we gave the verdict and concluded that he was innocent, we won't overturn that. But if we gave the conclusion that he was guilty and we're going to put him to death and then new evidence comes to light, then we would say we are going to overturn that and declare him innocent. Dine mamonot, hakol melamedin zechut vehova. With money cases, anybody who is at the trial, the judges or the students that would sit in front of them, they would have, as we'll explain in Mishnah Dalid, their talmidim, their students who would join them in the court. So anybody who was there would be able to argue for the benefit or the harm of the person on trial. Anybody who was in the crowd over there. Dine nefashot hakol melamedin zechut ve'en hakol melamedin chova. But when dealing with cases that would put a person to death, anybody is allowed to argue to help the person on trial, to declare him innocent, but not everybody, which means only the judges are allowed to argue to cause him harm, to find him guilty. Dine mamonot, number 6. Hamelamed chova, melamed zechut. Vehamelamed zechut, melamed chova. When dealing with money cases, if somebody argued to say that the defendant, the person on trial, is guilty, he's later allowed to say, oh, I think he's also innocent, to give an argument in his favor. Somebody who also argued to help the person on trial is also later allowed to say, oh, maybe he's guilty, to give evidence the other way, to give an argument the other way. So you can go either way. You can change your argument when dealing with money cases. But dine nefashot, when dealing with capital cases, where we're going to put somebody to death, hamlamed chova, melamed zechut, aval hamelamed zechut, en yachol lachzor ulamed chova. In these types of cases, we can put somebody to death. Somebody who argued to hurt the person is allowed to afterwards say that they wanted to help him and give an argument to his benefit. But if you gave an argument for the benefit of the person on trial, you're not allowed to change your mind and try to say that he was guilty. Once you gave your side and you tried to say that he was innocent, you're not allowed to change it and say he was guilty. So we keep on going a little bit more lenient with these cases of person who may be put to death. Number 7. Dine mamonot danin bayom vegomrin balayla. We're talking about money cases. You're allowed to start the trial in the daytime and you're allowed to finish during the nighttime. But dine nefashot danin bayom vegomrin bayom. These types of cases where you can put somebody to death, they have to be discussed in the daytime and they have to also be concluded, finished in the daytime. You're not allowed to finish at nighttime. Dine mamonot gomrin bo bayom ben lezchut ben lechova. Money cases, you finish on the same day that you began. It doesn't matter if the conclusion is going to be that the person on trial was innocent or he was guilty. But dine nefashot gomrin bo bayom lezchut. With cases of someone who's going to be put to death, if he was found guilty, you're only allowed to finish the trial on that same day, only if the conclusion, the verdict of the trial, is to say that the person on trial was innocent, ubayom shele'acharav lechova. And if you want to find the person guilty, you have to wait till the next day and conclude on the next day to say that that person was guilty, that you can't conclude on that same day. Lefichach, therefore, en danin lo be'erev Shabbat ve'lo be'erev Yom Tov. So therefore, we do not judge these types of cases on a Friday, which is before Shabbat, or on the day before Yom Tov. Because if we do decide that the person on trial is guilty, the halakha is we put him to death on that same day. We don't want him to agonize. The mental torture that he's waiting and he knows he's going to die is quite difficult for a person. So we don't want to torture him. So therefore, halakha is you put him to death immediately. And we don't want to have to wait for this person. If we're starting a trial on Friday, we know we're not going to be able to conclude the next day on Shabbat, because you're not allowed to put somebody to death, even if it's being told to you by the Beit Din on Shabbat or on a Yom Tov. So we don't start the trial end of Shabbat or end of Yom Tov, because we know we're not going to be able to conclude the next day. So we push it off and we wait till we have 2 free days, 1 day to start the trial and 1 day to end the trial.